You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got some good news to share. My brother, my little baby brother Jake, he passed the California bar, right? He is now a full-fledged attorney. Yeah, what do you mean? No, he's not going to sue me. I'm kin. But just because somebody's an attorney doesn't mean they're going to sue. You think? No, look, he just passed the bar. It doesn't mean he's going to work. Listen, there's so many types of law. Really, you think? Now, look, I got to do something wrong to be... No, you got a good point there. No, you know what? It's okay. I got another brother. We're fine. I got another brother. We're good. No, but you know what? I'm really proud of him because, I got to tell you, our family comes from very... meager beginnings and very humble beginnings, and none of us had money for college. All of us had to work and support ourselves and put ourselves through. I mean, luckily we got some academic scholarships to help us, but to be able to go through what he's gone through. And my dad had died when he was in high school, which is really devastating. He comes home and mom says dad died. That's kind of tough. She didn't want to call him out of school. She's like, let him finish school. And then when he comes home and, dad also was never really around a lot anyway. Dad was always busy and working. So, we actually thought that we could break the news to my brother probably 4 days later, because, my father was really quiet. My mom, always the very vocal person in the house. I mean, nothing got done if mom wasn't there. If mom was gone for some reason, and she never really was, she was never sick, thank God, or whatever, but if she ever was, then I guess we wouldn't eat. Life would just stand still. So, technically, we could have probably gone for days without telling my brother that, my dad died. But she finally told him, you see your dad not here, it's because, he died. And they handled it well, and we moved everybody out to Vegas so we could all be together. And for some reason, I was found to be very, more of a supporting figure in the family. I don't know why people look to me for support. Do I really seem very supportive? I guess. So, it worked out. But, for him to now be an attorney, I think that's great. Now, I was concerned, that we would have somebody in our family, go to the dark side, right? Do, 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 do. Wait, was that the tune? Da, 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 da. I'm so off key on that one. I don't know. I got to find the Star Wars. I'm confused with Star Wars. Cut me some slack if I don't know the tune, because we had the first three movies and we had the last three movies, but the last three movies were before the first three movies, and now we got Star Wars 7 being done by Disney. So I'm really confused. Okay, I don't think I'll ever know the song now. I'm just really confused. But listen, not all lawyers are bad. Okay, we got to get that out of our head. I mean, he's an attorney. That's now past the bar. That's it. I mean, it's not like he's a community organizer, okay? It's not like he's the one that designed Obamacare. Let's cut him some slack here, okay? Nah, I don't know if he's right-wing or left-wing. I don't know. We don't talk politics, so you guys probably can guess. We don't talk politics. But cut him some slack. There are attorneys out there. Now, listen. No, listen to me here. There are attorneys out there that are genuinely good people. Okay, like for example, I am currently looking for an entertainment lawyer. No, listen, because honestly, if this show goes through and if I go into negotiations with network, I will need an entertainment attorney. I mean, somebody has to read all those weird doth thou whilst Shakespearean words in these contracts. I mean, you're basically paying somebody to read the crap for you. I don't like to read. I read because I have to prep for my show. As you can see, look at all the prep I put into this one. So I read about 3-4 hours a day. Okay? Couple hours in the morning, couple hours at night. So I'm reading all day long. The last thing I want to read is a contract about how I'm going to get screwed, right, if I do a TV show. So, so I'm actually going to be requesting the needs of an entertainment attorney. I used an attorney once for a will. I understand you could do it online. I know now. Thank you. $1,000 later. I could have, yeah, because I don't really own anything. So basically all I have to do is divvy up my debt. Right? Give this to my mom, give this to my sister, give this to my brothers. Yeah, so all I really had to do was, you know. But anyway, I spent about $1,000 on a will. I know. All right. I haven't been sued yet. That's going to happen soon. I'm sure somebody's going to sue me for something. So, I mean, you do need defense attorneys. So just, you know, cut my brother some slack. I mean, he passed the bar and, you know, it doesn't matter. I got another brother if I need love. All right. Yeah, it'll be okay. Our family will get through this. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of you guys are confused about these new statin guidelines. Right now, everybody and their mother gets a cholesterol medication. I'm a huge fan of that because I love the statin medications. But I know you guys are having a beef with that, so we'll talk about that. Speaking of beef, for a lot of you guys, you're on diets, right? I'm on a diet, too. We can't eat chocolate. We can't eat whatever. Well, guess what? We think there is going to be something called an electronic lollipop, where it's an electric taste synthesizer. So you can basically taste anything you want to by licking this electronic lollipop. So if you want to taste beef Wellington, you'll be able to lick this electronic lollipop. And you may want to wash it off before you pass it around the family. I know, how expensive is that? But think about it. You know, I mean, could this really help weight? To me, I think you'll gain weight because once you lick a beef Wellington, now you're all kind of stimulated for that. So that's worth looking at. Counterfeit Mac products being sold from China on eBay. Guys, you got to go to the Mac store for the Mac makeup. I get that. It's expensive. Then we got to talk about 1 in 10, all right, kids diagnosed with ADHD. That's 1 in 10. I mean, I think there's even more. So, is ADHD the new diagnosis? So, as you can see, we got a very busy day. A lot of stuff to talk about, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. You know, I've been accused of having ADHD. No, I mean, listen, just because you can't listen to my show and pay attention, doesn't mean I have it, okay? If my show is boring and it doesn't keep your attention, okay, that's not the giver, that's the givee. Actually, I've got great attention. I'm hyper. That I have. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, yes, we are back. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. I kind of talk about a lot of personal stuff on the show. Not that y'all want to hear it, but I'm going to be getting my NPL today. The doctor opens up his clinic on Saturday, so I'm going to get my nasal pharyngolaryngoscopy. It's probably one of the only orifices that I haven't had probed since college. I don't think ever, really, to think about it, if you really think about it. I think every orifice has been checked out. I don't know if I have throat cancer. I don't know if I'm worried about that. It's just my, you know, I use my voice all the time. And my voice is kind of getting a little bit more lower and hoarse and raspy. And you know how I told you guys that if you have hoarseness to your voice, you need to get it checked out. Don't just think you sound sexy, you know, like Bonnie Tyler or... Who else has that sexy, we got tonight, Bob Seger. Yeah, Bob Seger, right? Who needs tomorrow? Yet he really does the, let's find a way. Now, see, I can't do it. That's why I don't sing on key. That's why I need to go through this whole orifice check, because I used to be able to sing on key. 20 years ago, I could sing on key. Now I can't. So, the NPL, but the reason why I'm telling you guys this is because my ENT is telling me to go and buy a bottle of Afrin. I know. I've been telling you guys for years to not use the Afrin. But he's telling me to get some Afrin and spray it in my nose. This is a nose. We're talking about the nose orifice here. The nose. And it will open up the nasal passages, which makes sense. Do that about an hour before the procedure. Now, for any of you that have had an NPL, you know what I'm talking about. You get this scope. I know. This is the year of the scopes. I had my EGD. I had my colonoscopy. Yeah. So they insert the scope up my nose, and then it turns a corner. And then it turns a corner, and then it could look straight down on your throat. And so it'll basically be able to see down. Now, I know you could, get a mirror maybe back there, because remember, if I look in your throat as a family doctor, okay, even if I gag you, et cetera, the ray of light only goes straight. I can't turn a corner, right? So you need something that kind of goes down and turns a corner. And so I'm going to get that done, but he said to go get some Afrin spray. And even though I told you guys no Afrin, no. Okay, because, if you do the Afrin, you end up, it works. It opens your nasal passages up. Then you get that rebound letdown. So when you get that rebound letdown, boom, you end up getting all stocked up again. So that's why we don't want to make you do that. All right, but I got to tell you something. If that helps this NPL not hurt, okay, I'm going to tell you guys how to do that. So that's pretty damn cool. So I'm really excited because I don't think I have any more orifices I need to get checked out before Obamacare takes over. I'm just really fed up with the whole Obamacare thing, and I'm just extremely frustrated that, everybody has to get everything they have to do now before we all decide to go off our insurance. Okay? Government's not taking responsibility for us losing our insurance. Okay? They're basically saying, well, it's your choice. If you don't want to purchase health insurance, right, because you don't think $800 a month with a $7,000 deductible is not a good deal. That's not our fault. You're choosing the tax or the penalty. Well, you bet your butt I'm going to choose the tax or penalty. If all I have to do is pay $95 for the year, then I'm going to do everything now before I need health insurance. So it's a crappy way to do things. All right, let's move on. Oh, by the way, thank you, Angie. Angie says she may have a job for my brother. That is so awesome. I mean, he passed a California bar. I don't know if he has to pass a Nevada bar for that, but thank you. I mean, that's pretty cool. Angie has a job for him. Thank you. Yeah, because honestly, my brother, you guys heard a lot of attorneys. My brother passed the bar for those who joining us late. And guys, don't be late. I mean, the show starts, 10 o'clock on a Pacific time? Really, you guys are joining us late? Anyway, my brother passed the California bar. So now he could be a full-fledged attorney, despite what a lot of people think. I'm actually happy about that. I think my brother being an attorney is a good thing. I don't think he's going to the dark side. I'll keep him from that. Don't worry. Okay, I'm on top of that. So, I know. Yeah, no, he's not going to run for political office. Yeah, I know. I don't know if he thinks Obamacare is a good idea. Like I said, I don't really talk to him about his political views, because once we talk politics, I usually take over and do all the talking. All right, now let's move on. A lot of us have dogs that eat our homework. Well, actually, unfortunately, a dog has had to have surgery because he ate the girl's homework. Apparently, a family dog is recovering right now after emergency surgery after eating a volcano project. Apparently, little girl, I think her name is Peyton, and her dog Reggie, she made this volcano project and she pinned candy to a foam base. It was Mount Haleakala in Maui. Is Haleakala the one where it gets really cold, where you climb all the way up and it's really, really high elevation and you freeze? Because I think I was up on Haleakala. Yeah. So she made Mount Haleakala in Maui. Well, she didn't make it in Maui. I guess she made it home. And the dog ate the homework. So recovering from emergency surgery from doing all that. Just a quick reminder, people, okay? Things drop on the floor. Tylenols drop on the floor. Many things just drop on the floor. This animals, I don't want to say they're stupid because, animals are smart. But my animals, my pets are kind of dumb. And they will eat everything. I've decorated now for the holidays, right? So I got, I'm Jewish, so I got a big menorah. I got all the presents. I bought a blue and silver tree skirt to go around the big menorah. The menorah is like 6 feet tall. Then I have all the presents. And, one of my cats likes to pee up the tree skirt. And one of my friends, Donna Toussaint, told me you get all these little pads that you have to put. So then they just do pee-pee pad and not do pee-pee presents. But the cat's going to do pee-pee presents. But I have tinsel and blue stockings all over the place. So the cat likes to eat the tinsel. Do you guys have that where your animals like to eat the tinsel? Yeah. And then the dogs, this is crazy. When the cats throw up or poop out the tinsel, the dogs eat the throw up and the poop from my cats. Okay? case in point, my dogs and my cats are stupid. So just realize this is no joke. Okay? Maybe a good time around Christmas time to get, and holiday time, to get animal insurance. Right? 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, we got Nathan. Nate working the dials. Nate has a centipede. Right? It's, Nate, you got a centipede as a pet? What's your pet?
I have a kitty. His name is Artemis. He's really pretty.
Is he pretty? Is he stupid like my cats?
Oh my gosh, so stupid. So stupid, like Looney Tunes kind of stupid.
It's How great. Do you prevent him from peeing up the Christmas tree, the tree skirt?
I just don't put one up.
That's right.
I try to have as few carpets as possible in any apartment I ever live in.
That's brilliant.
That's the way.
Yeah, and really, you know, think about it. Our cats are evil. And so our cats don't want us to celebrate the holidays. It's got to be a master plan. They don't want us to celebrate the holidays, so we just don't celebrate by putting up a tree skirt.
See? See?
Yeah. That's right. All right. Thank you, Nate. Thank you for that very, very intriguing interview. We needed that. Thank you. Okay, so good. Whew, no centipede. By the way, don't have a pet centipede, because when you got to buy socks for Christmas, that's a lot. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So more and more children have ADHD, and now 1 in 10 are diagnosed. But get that. That's only diagnosed. How many of you think that you have a child who has attention deficit hyperactivity disorder? Now, some of you are like, well, what are the criteria? What are the guidelines? Well, I'm sure the DSM-5 or 4, you know, has some guidelines. I haven't really read that. And you know, I prepped my whole brother went to law school monologue. So, unfortunately, I don't have those statistics. But how I diagnose attention deficit, so this is the Dr. Dahlia way, is I don't go by, you know, the teacher saying the kid's not paying attention in class. Because remember, if the class is boring, I don't blame them. But if the kid just doesn't really focus on a lot of things, even interesting things, something that you would think the kid would be interested in, that could be a good sign. Okay? Somebody that's kind of always fidgeting and can't just sit still, that could be a sign. It doesn't mean you got to medicate the kid, but those are signs. You know, I get very frustrated when a parent says, you know, my kid has ADD, you know, he's getting a C in math, and he doesn't want to do his schoolwork, right? But then he sits there and plays World of Warcraft or Minecraft or Grand Theft Auto. On Grand Theft Auto, you shoot hookers, right? Right? Don't you? Okay, so if he is able to concentrate and navigate through that, and I don't understand why we have a game that shoots hookers. I could be wrong. I don't get it, but I guess you get a lot of points or money or something. I don't know on that. But anyway, I mean, if they're able to sit through Finding Nemo, if they're able to sit through a Transformer movie or the Avengers and not flinch, I don't know if I would call it attention deficit. Now, true, giving a kid speed, they'll do better on homework. I get that. I get that. But, I mean, we really need to identify who has attention deficit and who doesn't. Now, if somebody doesn't like, class and they're not picking up on the information and it's boring, they're not going to pay attention. And so some of your smartest kids, their creativity could be cramped. Now, mind you, there are some kids that do need to be treated. But I don't want over treatment. Oh, I don't know. You know what? I want some chocolate. That's what I want. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. Built on a self-sustaining business model, we don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of My Patriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you, to our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service. These elements alone have made us the choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years, plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network that hasn't canceled my show or fired me. Big thanks to Nathan, who is working the dials. I got to admit something, guys. I really like Candy Crush. I downloaded Candy Crush about 8 days ago. I'm up to level 29, but we have a problem, okay? We're going to be talking about criteria of ADHD, but I got a problem in that I use Candy Crush so much that I never have any battery on my phone. Now, I have not... Now, Candy Crush is a really good bathroom game. You know how we talked about which apps are the best if you got to poop in the morning, right? You know, everybody takes their phone. You know, we used to read magazines, but then we realized we don't have to pay for a magazine subscription, right? You know, so all we have to do now is, you know, again, you want to clean your phone, of course. I mean, I don't know if you could wash your hand, but anyway. So Candy Crush, I mean, it's really good to use. And I really wasn't in the bathroom that long today. I, you know, take good fiber, et cetera. But the big problem I'm having is I don't have any battery, so I'm not really sure what's going on. Now, my medical student, I have a medical student with me this month. His name is Christopher. We don't really talk about medicine, just like on this show. We're supposed to be talking about medicine. We don't. He told me that your phone charges faster if it's on airplane mode or if the phone is off. Did you guys know that? I've had iPhones for how many years? So the problem is you can't get phone calls or texts, but it doesn't matter because it charges like within minutes. So I want you guys to try that. If you guys have any problems, because, you know, with Candy Crush, you need to, you know, get your poop together and get back played it. I know many of you guys are addicted to Candy Crush because apparently, for those of you not up to date on Candy Crush, psychologically, I find this fascinating. If any of you guys are doing a thesis in psychology or psychiatry, you could do a thesis on Candy Crush alone. Because the reason why it's so addictive is it gives so much positive reinforcement. Okay? You may be losing your butt in the game, but because it says delicious and good job and the sounds and the colors and the brightness, etc., there's so much psychiatric stimulation that you seem like you're successful. And here we go. My little boy starts to play. He goes, "Oh, Mom, I'm doing so good." And I go, "Stop it. Don't play Candy Crush because it's addictive that way because there's so much positive reinforcement." So for any of you guys designing an app or a game, smart to do. Now, I don't spend money on any of my apps. So I'm only doing the freebie. The problem with the freebie, Candy Crush, is you after you die a lot, I guess, I don't know how you die in this, but you lose lives, you have to wait 20 minutes. Some of you say to bypass 20 minutes till you get your lives back, you change your clocks. So a lot of you guys are walking around with different clocks on different time just so you still get your lives back on Candy Crush. There's something wrong with you. Okay? Really? No. You know what I do? My husband came up with this. He has downloaded Candy Crush onto his phone so that if I'm working out and I'm in the middle of a Candy Crush and I have to wait 20 minutes, I could use his phone. And now I don't have to change the time. I don't have to go to daylight saving time. I don't have to pretend I'm, you know, living in New York and be on Eastern time. I could do it. So that's Candy Crush. Okay, let's go to now criteria of ADHD. All right, so if you read the DSM-5, okay, and the DSM-5 is our psychiatric Bible, it's kind of long. Okay, here it is. They say children must have at least 6 symptoms from either the inattention group of criteria and the hyperactivity impulsivity group, while older adolescents and adults must present with 5. Well, the criteria have not changed from DSM-4. Okay, anyway, you move on. I like things bulleted. So I'm on the CDC website, which is kind of interesting, okay? And here's some criteria, and they kind of bullet it, nice font. You got the little dots. I could read that. It's not because I have ADHD. It's just I'm older now, and I just really, really need things, you know, easily fed to me. So, to have attention deficit, 6 or more symptoms of inattention for children up to age 16, or 5 or more for adolescents 17 or older. Okay, so for those of you that have attention deficit and didn't comprehend that, all right, and a lot of us do, okay, you know, we may not have good listening comprehension because we have attention deficit. Kids have to have 6, adults have to have 5 of the following. Now, this is the inattention part, the attention deficit. They often fail to give close attention to details, make careless mistakes in schoolwork, work, or other activities. Like I start a show without prepping for it. That could be a sign. They often have trouble holding attention on tasks or playing activities. All right, for any of you guys that can play Candy Crush for 20 minutes, I think you're fine. Often does not seem to listen when spoken to directly. Okay, when my radio boss is trying to tell me to get better ratings and I don't really look like I'm paying attention, that could be a sign. Often does not follow through on instructions and fails to finish schoolwork, chores, duties in a workplace. So if you're being given a task at work and you don't do it, you might be ADD. Often avoids, dislikes, or is reluctant to do tasks that require mental effort over a long period of time. Like, I dug algebra because I could do algebra while watching Dallas and Dukes of Hazzard, right? Or what was on in the 80s? MacGyver. Okay, so I could do algebra. But when you had to think of the theorems like geometry, I didn't like it as much because I didn't like to have to sit there and think it through. You often lose things necessary for tasks or activities. So you lose your makeup brush. I do that. You lose your reading glasses. I'm at the age where I need reading glasses. You lose your telephone. When you lose things because you're easily distracted, that's inattention. And then often forgetful in daily activities. So if you adults had, you know, 5 or more, or if your kid has 6 or more, that's an issue. Now let's look at the hyperactivity and the impulsivity, okay? Again, 6 or more symptoms for kids, 5 or more for adults. You see how easy that is? Okay. Now, if you fidget, you tap your hands, tap your feet, squirming in your seat. Now, I know a lot of us exercise, right? We sit on exercise balls. A lot of us Kegel, right? I've done a 3-hour radio show and Kegeled the whole time. Exercise. Often, Listen, okay? My metabolism is slower. I need to exercise more. Things are a little more droopy. Things have less tone. I need to tighten things up a little bit. Tighten things up. Often leave seat in situations when remaining seating is expected. Now, I don't know about you all, but The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings, those are 3-hour movies. I gotta pee at least twice during a 3-hour movie, so don't accuse me of hyperactivity. Often runs about or climbs in situations where it is not appropriate. So, like, my husband's really frisky and he starts to climb on, that could be a sign of attention deficit. Okay, if your kids are starting to climb on desks, no. Often unable to play or take part in leisure activities quietly. Oh, yeah, like reading time. Didn't you hate that in school? Right? Teacher would say, all right, everybody open up a book and read. I'm like, what? Read? What? What? I want to play dodgeball. What? Come on. And I'd be sitting there like, wait. Yeah, that could be a sign of hyperactivity. Okay, I got to tell you, see, I'm hyperactive. Okay, I fidget or I tap my hands or feet. I'm not fidgeting. It's I like to exercise, and I like to do quad exercises while I sit for hours. All right, I get up to pee a lot. Okay, I'm often on the go, acting as if driven by a motor. Does that describe me? Often talks excessively. You have hyperactivity if you talk excessively. I know. You see? Often blurts out an answer before a question has been completed. Oh, my gosh, I did that. Oh, gosh, in medical school all the time. So the teacher would be, what condition gives you a genital herpes syphilis? And they're like, a genital rash. And you're like, can I please finish the sentence? And, you know, the kids in the class would say, you know, Dolly's just speaking from experience. She knows the stuff. Often has trouble waiting his or her turn. Huh? Right? Yeah? Uh-huh. I cannot wait to get up to the Walmart counter. I can't wait. Often interrupts or intrudes on others. I butt into other people's conversations or games. In addition, you have to have several inattentive or hyperactive impulse symptoms that were present before age 12. You have to have multiple in one setting. Anyway, well, you know what? Let's just all go on medicine. I think we'll get through life better. Got to keep the pharmaceutical companies in business, people. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, we talk a lot. We cover a lot of subjects on my show. My show is Monday through Friday for 3 hours a day, people. You know that. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, every day. Okay? I know some of you only listen to my Saturday show. You need to get a clue. We have an iPhone app. We have an Android app. They're free. Okay? I think you can even listen to my show while playing Candy Crush. Okay, so it's not like it's, you know, going to disturb what you're doing every day. Some of you listen at work, which is really cool. You could do that on GCNLive.com. While my website's a little bit under construction, you could still email me and hit most of the pages. I'm having some website problems, but that's okay because we have a lot of new stuff coming up that we got to going to be hopefully on my website. So it's okay if it's under construction. I love saying it's under construction, right? You kind of think about all these really burly, strong, muscular construction workers, right, working on my site, right? Don't you, right? You know, that's what you guys need to do. Whenever your websites are under construction, don't just have some stick figure standing there, you know, saying hi, okay? You know, when you say construction, I'm thinking muscles and sweat and, yeah, okay? You know, do it right. But anyway, we cover lots of subjects on the show. I mean, we talked about the new statin guidelines where we're realizing that many more people may need the protection of a statin. Okay, and that doesn't mean everybody and their mother has to go on a cholesterol medication. But remember years ago I told you that if you're diabetic, you should probably be on a cholesterol medication? Right? Remember we talked about that? Yes, we talked about that on my show. Yeah, so a lot of us doctors have already been putting you guys on cholesterol medications to help protect you. But unfortunately, a lot of you don't like taking the medications, or you have issues with cost, or as we're dealing with this whole Obamacare debacle, which, by the way, like I said, we could stay on our insurance plan, right? Hopefully until the next midterm elections. Okay, that's the big reprieve we got from Washington. We're really confused as to should we start a medication that we can't go off of later. So we spent some time talking about these cholesterol medications. Just because you start a cholesterol medication doesn't mean you're going to get addicted to it. All right, if you have high cholesterol, because you genetically produce too much cholesterol, then the medicine is only going to work when you take it. When you go off the medication, no, you're not going to be cured. Your cholesterol will go right back up because it only works while you're taking it. Unless, of course, you diet, exercise, etc. All right? We're also finding that BMI is very, very important. So, you know, depending on if you have cardiac risk factors or BMI, etc., you know, there's going to be more room for, shall we say, intervention. Okay? We also talked about the new dietary changes that they've come up with. Well, now six fruits a day, six vegetables a day. Okay, remember 4-4-3-2 from Mulligan's Stew? 4-4-3-2, something, something, me and you. Yeah, I don't know what the song was, but 4-4-3-2 was four fruits and vegetables, four breads, three milk, two meat. Okay, well, now it's different. Now it's six fruit, six vegetables. If you're having any meat, only fish or chicken, whole grain breads, has to be whole grains, I think six throughout the week. Low-fat dairy, so we're talking the watered-down milk, right? So now it's 6-6-5-6-2-6-2-6-3. Okay, I don't know what the song is anymore, but I don't know if Mulligan Stew is doing it. But so there's those new guidelines, so we talked about that. If you are a diabetic, whatever your cholesterol is, just in your mind, triple the number. Just triple the number, okay? Because when you have diabetes, the sticky plaques that you get seem to be far worse than somebody who just has cholesterol. So if, you know, my father, his cholesterol wasn't even that bad. It was only 220, but he still dropped dead of a heart attack. Why? Because he had mild diabetes. He had other family members, and thank God they're alive. His cholesterol is 400 or 500 through the roof. They're alive and well. Again, it's the diabetes that just, you know, so just take whatever your cholesterol number is and triple if you're diabetic. And that's how you know you need to get your act together. Okay. Now, I'm not saying you need to lower your cholesterol to zero, but we're going to be watching you closer. All right. I guess scientists reveal that men have bigger noses than women because they need more oxygen. Fine. We talked about the Brittany Murphy toxicology report and how people think Brittany Murphy, the Clueless actress, was possibly poisoned from rat poison. We talked about how rat poison could kill. We talked about how it could cause anemia because it stops a cascade of clotting. We covered a variety of things. Long-term birth control linked to glaucoma. So, you know, if you ever miss any part of the Dr. Dahlia show, go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the podcast shows clips link. And then you'll be able to get the old shows. All right. Now, I like this. A lot of us need our chocolate fix. We have a sweet tooth. And apparently, New Scientist reports that a team of researchers at the National University of Singapore have developed a digital simulator that could synthesize four of the five basic tastes. Salty, sweet, sour, and bitter. They say the team led by Nimesha Ranasinghe hopes their invention will one day allow viewers to taste the food they see on television or provide video games with a new taste-based reward system. So I don't think our kids playing video games need any more reward. The taste synthesizer, I guess, has two thin metal slabs. I guess they place on top of and under the tongue. Oh, don't electrocute yourself. It works by tricking your taste sensors with a varying alternating current and small changes in temperature. So basically, you know how certain parts of your tongue write sweet versus salty based on where your tongue, the sensors are? Okay, so that's how they do it. All right, now, you see, that's not what I was thinking. Okay, I really dig beef. All right, so I want to taste a nice salty, well-seared juice. See, I think I like texture. I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could suck on some electronic lollipop or whatever, or have these metal electrodes in my tongue. I would be freaked out to take a bubble bath while I was using them. So, that's out there. I just think it's going to cause obesity. I don't think it's going to get you over your cure. Now, speaking of obesity, apparently there's this fad diet called the cotton ball diet. And I guess it's all over YouTube, where kids are taking cotton balls, soaking them in juice, and eating the cotton ball. The cotton ball, I guess, sits in your stomach and is supposed to prevent appetite. Okay, to me, this is very dangerous. You're not supposed to be eating, fabric or things in fabric, okay? I mean, you wouldn't eat a condom. That's latex. You don't eat cotton. So anyway, you could actually get blockage, you know, with these cotton fibers, etc. So kids are trying to lose weight, and it's all over YouTube. I haven't seen the YouTube thing, but you see a woman holding a cotton, I guess, ball that she just dipped in urine or juice. I don't know. The cup looks like urine to me. For any of you trying to lose weight, no. You don't eat cotton balls, okay? That's kind of stupid. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is cool. I'm going to be talking about this on Monday before the holiday. But I'm doing a few. I think I'm off Wednesday afternoon. So, well, no, but I'm still in the office. But anyway, I'm going to be talking about this Monday, where apparently there is an injection, an arthritis injection, that can maybe slow down rheumatoid arthritis, possibly, hopefully later, osteoregular arthritis, where you could inject the joint, and it'll slow down the progression of the arthritis. Now, the one disease we keep forgetting to talk about in the medical communities, because we're always worried about cancer and Alzheimer's, and I dig that. I'm glad they're doing that. But we forget that one of the most disabling conditions right now, the number one form of disability is low back pain. Number two is depression. And arthritis, that can happen in the back, knees, hips, joints. And by the way, bad knees, bad hips could cause bad backs. These are things that are going to be probably more of a threat to us than Alzheimer's and cancer later, as our baby boomers are aging. So we'll talk about this on Monday. Anyway, don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show, Dr. Dahlia on Twitter. Please have a great rest of the weekend. If I don't talk to you before Thanksgiving, have a phenomenal and safe holiday. God bless.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.